From PR News in Washington, I'm eating feed that might be contaminated. New Jersey voters dispute the findings. Senator Tom Harkin says the government unfairly focused on a small government effort to stop. PR News in Washington.
Well, here I sit a high getting ideas like this.
The only time I have ever had just a disgusting feeling with myself was
the Subgenius Hour of Swatch.
The following is rated
the choice of men who put good grooming first.
Maybe it's got something to do with his genes.
Get In God We Trust off our currency. George Bush cannot have Sean Hannity come in and say that is Lord.
Government should stay out of religion. That's all I'm saying.
If he says of our country and our government that I not only believe in as a person, I believe that he's our Lord, that he's the creator. In the year of our Buddha or Muhammad, America has done many evils since its inception. America has been a country with plenty of wickedness. That's what America has done. A government that's based on complete atheism, which we have, there's no God, there is evolution. My savior, cut me off.
Okay.
You cut me off.
Yeah, this is Nasty Ness calling from Seattle. I want to hear Eazy-E's new record, Radio. Bob Dobbs is going down. You heard it. My name is Mr. Wiggles.
Profitable business for the mercenary persons who produce it. And for it more than 800 distributors. The United States Supreme Court has described it as dirt for dirt's sake. We describe it as dirt for money's sake. Obscene literature is a $2 billion a year business. That's $2 billion.
As General Shallot enters.
Death to Carrot.
Death to Carrot. Well, General,
the rumor has been verified by the underground. They landed near Caratopolis this morning.
How did you permit this to happen, General?
Unfortunately, our side of the planet was turned away from the direction they were traveling, so they landed on the backside.
Yeah, I got something to say. It's Big Tex, coming Big Tex Motors. Here we go right now. We got 42 Bob Dobbs selling for 44 cents. That's right. They ain't worth nothing. Now, you heard it here first. Bob Dobbs.
If you feel you have reached this recording, please travel outside the coverage area.
We're such little creatures. Poor humanity is so fragile, so weak. Little animals.
An enemy of everything that's natural in life.
They can do endless mischief.
This is a small, limited world we live in.
Flying's over. Everything's over. Civilization's dead.
Nothing. because nothing will make anyone comfortable anymore.
If we don't end war, war will end us. War will end us.
Another job well done.
Yes, very well done indeed, friends. A little American astronaut there. Before that, a slew of great collages by Fernandinande Lee Murr, who started us off, Reverend Norel Pref of norelpref.com, and Don Joyce of Negative Land, at whose show Over the Edge, much of the live material you're about to hear was recorded with Puzzling Evidence, and also on his show too, with Philo Drummond, Dr. Hal Robbins, Michael Pepe, and yours truly, Reverend Ivan Stang, and Princess We Are Doing, many more. And this is Hour of Slack number 1025. It's the amino acids playing in the background, and more of all of the above are coming up, and more new music, but first, more Lee Murr.
Rancher Joe Martinez and his grandson tried to help Debbie Hunt, who went into premature labor, but it was in a breech position, and Mr. Martinez had to use chains to pull the large fetus out. They really had to work to pull it out because it had a big, big head. It was just a big, brown head, round and sunken. And when they opened the mouth, they found TV reporter Marisa Mays under the cheeks.
As he moved the head from one side to the other, you could literally see the fluid sloshing back and forth.
It was gross. It mutilated green neck, skull, state park. I will have photographs of this abnormal fetus posted within about 30 minutes.
It makes me happy.
She's back!
Hello!
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 Have we heard this before?
Yes, this was on last year at this same time. We rerun it every year, like a holiday tradition almost.
Except we're really funny this year. Yeah.
Yeah, it's funnier this year. That's true.
That's funny.
Only because I'm here.
And now the show has stopped completely.
Yeah, it always does when there's a female caller. This show specifically. Don't be shy. We'll have to, if you quit laughing, please, and join us. Otherwise, we'll have to start the show up again. And nobody wants
Where'd
that.
Where'd the girls go?
Nobody wants that, I assure you. Please believe
me. Is this a Chef Genie show?
Yes,
Sometimes.
It is.
What are you doing down there? Is this supposed to be over there?
This is the Thanksgiving Subgenius Executive Banquet on Over the Edge. We have combined programs tonight. We are going to 5 a.m.
So you say.
Sorry.
So once again, we lost the caller.
You mean this caller?
Say something.
Oh, there she is.
That's no caller.
See what happens?
That's
See what call Rob doesn't call. You do call, and then we get stuck with Philo heavy hamming it
this time.
Over on the other side of the planet.
Caller, yeah, caller, sure.
Sure, you're a caller. But...
Show from Return to Brigadoon, the CD. For more about that CD, see BillyNayer.com. N-A-Y-E-R. BillyNayer.com. And now...
That's the devil's music.
Devil talking backwards on
I think when the people said that he wanted money, people said that he was trying to protect the mafia.
He's a silver tongue Hookers. Devil when he's talking backwards.
None of that was true.
I am not.
I gotta play my harmonica now.
People
close to the governor of Louisiana at that time. I bet you wonder how I can play and talk at the same time.
Oh, we don't want to know.
Has a heart.
Subgenius folk music. Beloved through the years, generation after generation,
what the
hell's going on over there? Genetic mutants. Sad, actually, but that's just the way it is. We're trying to...
Runner 210S from Zerophonics, the CD Zerophonics on Sealand Records. Don Joyce handed me a copy of that. It's by somebody named Stefan Helmerich. Copying machine music, friends. And now, from Lemuria...
From PR News in Washington, I'm a former Liberian government minister. China is reporting its first human birds. This marks the first time that bird humans have been confirmed outside southeast China.
The cases are a 9-year-old female poultry boy from Hunan province. The dick was cremated before samples could be tested.
On Wall Street, 1210-674-721. This is PR. President Bush is in South Chinese East China. China considers China a Chinese province, and China's Chinese ministers said China will not pay attention to PR News.
Bud, you know what the Lord spoke to me? He said, son, you're going to see buds, you're going to see harvest. Buds, harvest, bud, harvest, bud, harvest. Glory to God, you won't even know what hits you before everything is over.
From PR News in Washington, I'm shot to death last year in downtown Miami. Bob reports.
Citizens have the right to choose horrific gun violence.
On Wall Street, 6210-27-1224. In California, air quality regulators could dump church leaders at the Marriott Hotel in Brazil. Bob reports.
Clean air advocates contain pollutants. For PR News, I'm Bob.
Strong car alarm go off.
Several large corporations trim their holdings in a bid to capture PR News in Washington.
Bob said, and I quote,
"Who's
it's
Bob?
Gonna be a bummer, man."
Who's Bob?
He said that in 1965. Bob said, "It's gonna be a bummer, man." Was he right or what? That's prophecy fulfilled.
Who's Bob?
Poop.
Yes. Who is also Bob?
Now,
as well as
afraid of the sections that we bought in Hawaii is...
You're joking.
All is vanity, and vanity is Bob!
Bob sounds cheap.
Bob is in fact free. Bob himself is free, but the accessory kits do not come cheap.
What are the accessory kits?
One soul per breath. Yes, your breaths of oxygen become accessory to the subgenius.
I got an infection and it spread to my dick.
Okay, so all stars.
Damn, what is bull, Dada?
Quit your job. Mock the world and worship Bob Dog. We'll build a ship and take a trip. Come on and get up and write the coordinates. 3.5 months in my garage. Tearing parts off of old used cars. My groin at this point was unusually large. It would occasionally hum while smoking cigars. Our project was finished. The ship would hold 20. The power source was anything to crew.
Please, Bob!
Blacklist, they're hapless. Our
merc
group is
what? What's up, genius, all the time?
Got Ivan Stank,
got Pecan Pie, got Philo Sherman. Got all those religious types here.
We miss Bunga. Bunga!
Boom, ba, boom, 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 bow, 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 did it, bow, 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 did it, bow, 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 did it, bow, bow, boom, ba, boom, ba, boom, boom, bow, 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 did it, bow, 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 did it, ba boom ba boom boom. Walking with my Baba, walking with my Baba, talking with my Baba, talking with my Baba, dancing with my Baba, dancing with my Baba, romancing with my Baba, boom ba boom ba boom boom.
Strolling with my Baba, strolling with my Baba, bowling with my Baba, bowling with my Baba, surfing with my Baba, surfing with my Baba, burping with my Baba,
boom ba boom boom boom. Knitting with my Baba, knitting with my Baba, spitting with my Baba, spitting with my Baba, dating with my Baba, dating with my Baba, mating with my Baba,
boom ba boom ba boom boom. Lying with my Baba, lying with my Baba, sighing with my Baba, sighing with my Baba, driving with my Baba, driving with my Baba, diving with my Baba,
boom ba boom boom boom. Down down down,
did it,
down down down,
did it,
down down down,
did it,
down down, boom ba boom ba boom boom. Boom, 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 boom. Love my little Baba, love my little Baba, hug my little Baba, hug my little Baba, kiss my little Baba, kiss my little Baba, miss my little Baba, boom, 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 boom.
Tease my Stada Baba, tease my Stada Baba, squeeze my Stada Baba, squeeze my Stada Baba, trail my Stada Baba, trail my Stada Baba, nail my Stada Baba,
boom ba boom boom boom. Down down down,
did it,
down down down,
did it,
down down down,
did it,
down down, boom ba boom ba boom boom. Lying with my Baba, lying with my Baba, sighing with my Baba, sighing with my Baba, crying with my Baba, crying with my Baba, dying with my Baba, boom ba boom ba boom boom, bam.
Baba star Baba, Baba 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 star Baba.
That was Chatton and Groditsky, if I'm pronouncing that right. Chatton and Groditsky from their CD Insane Doo-Wop from Chatton and Groditsky, Walking with My Baba. You can find them at chattongroditsky.com. There's logs of all this on our website, subgenius.com, and now, Nowrel Pref.
This is the new improved Decent Bob. The Decent Bob, that would be fun. We might also talk about communism today. Is communism for you? Sparks will fly, it will turn green and fall off. You will burn in the lake of fire forever, where your skin will burst and blister, and your tongue will rot and fall out. Your blood will boil, your lips will burst, your gizzard will sizzle and split open. Your belly button will come apart, and all of your innards will gush out onto the floor, where worms will eat them. Maggots will crawl in and out of your eye sockets, devouring them. Roaches, dirty, slimy roaches, will nest in your ears and lay eggs. Vultures will peck at your private parts. Snakes will slither in and out of your nose. The stench of burning flesh around you will make you vomit day and night. The agonizing screams of those other naughty people down there will keep you from getting any rest. No matter how much you beg, no one will give you any water. Salt will be poured into the festering wounds on your body, and pig dung will be forced down your throat. Is that worth rubbing your naughty parts together for? Do you think cold-blooded, vicious murderers should be set free? Do you think clerks who work in stores should be allowed to be rude?
I came up with the National Federation of Deception.
Rock music is devil music.
Uh-huh.
Maggots will devour your eyes.
Uh-huh.
Maggots will devour your eyes. Is that worth listening to rock music for?
Yeah.
Santa Claus is real.
Hi, Bob.
Take away Christmas.
I don't believe in Christmas, man.
No, 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 and no.
Program on masturbation.
Hey, Bob, how's it going?
Fine.
Have you ever noticed that Santa is Satan spelled sideways?
From PR News in Washington, I'm not Rosie. In France, authorities subsided overnight in the bad Paris suburbs as curfews went into effect in more than two dozen Paris.
Sarkozy's order that local authorities initiate immediate arson and car burnings in districts across France.
Jordan says it is using DNA tests to try to identify the border crossings, which it had closed immediately after police were having breakfast there at the time. The world's biggest automaker said once again the news is not from London. President Bush quickly condemned PR News in Washington.
What's going on here? Puzzling evidence.
Well, it's the anniversary of a dead president and the anniversary of me coming out and meeting you guys all those years ago and on November 22nd.
Does that mean it's time to jam?
Yeah, I guess so. Or eat pecan pie. Now we're going to play my favorite Subgenius song ever.
She's a happy girl today, 'cause she quit her job.
Often brainstorm ideas for getting some cash as you empty logs of poo from your garments. Maybe you could benefit from Smack. I mean, Slack.
I had a dream, I saw it twice. Say dearth of day or even chocolate night. Nicotine breeze at night. Misrepresented sets of tunnels. I had a dream, I saw it twice. Say dearth of day or even chocolate night. Nicotine breeze at night. Misrepresented sets of tunnels.
Slack Solution by the Psychoskeletons. And now back to Negative Evidence, in which Princess Wee explains that she quit smoking 5 years ago on November 22nd.
I hope they're going to feed us 5 years ago on November 22nd.
Oh, really?
Wow. She shot tobacco addiction through the brain.
Wow.
As it motorcaded down the Dealey Plaza of her mind.
What? So it's like,
friends, how many of you have dared to
kill
the president
in your own head?
Have that's you sat at that second, that six-story window of your mind and peered down upon the triple underpass of your medulla oblongata and loaded
frame 312
neuron-charged super fire of your Hacker Carcano and then shot the president of your brain?
Rear war.
Do it!
Position of the president.
Chasm.
Oh, I feel so
cleavage.
Oh, she's trying to pick the
box.
She's trying to pick him up.
Dino clit.
It's 2 a.m. Do you know what your brain is?
From PR News in Washington, I'm testing positive for steroids during a search for a missing boy. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says former President Bill Clinton and members of his administration were just mistakes.
They were clearly mistakes.
But Congress got to mislead Americans.
PR's bad.
PR's bad. Hecklers and protesters...
The protesters also unfurled a large banner reading PR News Now.
On Wall Street, 666. The U.S. Postal Service says the cost of first-class PR News will increase to 39 cents in Washington.
From Hollywood, it's...
The Self-Genius Hour of Swash.
Greetings, my friends, and welcome. We think you'll find this show entertaining.
I'd like to say to the good citizens, don't turn to God. If there is a disaster in your area, don't turn to God. And don't wonder why he hasn't helped you. And when problems begin, if they begin, and I'm not saying they will, but if they do, don't turn to God. Don't ask for his help, because he might not be there.
Thanks to Reverend Maynard Brainerd for that clip, and now Rel.
The Navigators is an international organization whose objective is to lay men and women on every continent.
There was this great big word. Now, I'd like to do just a little mind stretching, kind of go off on a tangent here, if we can for a moment. I feel that we need to get a little back. I feel that the hope of coming should be a motivating force. Adam had an encounter with Satan. Adam came on the earth. Second Peter came on the scene. It is a biological fact. What was going to happen? Where is heaven located? Of my telescope. So we're in the area where the devil is back here. And between hell and, to my eyes, species. Now we're finally going to get into this. As Master encounters joy, things to come. I trust it'll be straight. Talking to Satan and the woman. And then more explicit, the ultimate end. A solid spectacle that seems to be pretty solid. Now could I add a little bit on the end of that? To get some head plus later, six times coming with the peaceful stroke. Now, we're not reading from Daniel, we're reading from Time magazine. The most amazing, ask the bomb and tongues, what shall not come? Well, that was quite a letdown. Government failed, heal that right now. The same way I can push my fingers in. Behind. What shall be the sign of your coming? One this morning and two tomorrow. Very high, very shortly. Great energy. High time. Last a lot longer. Right on to the end, which might be near. He'd be very close and not bothering him most. Reveal to him the dream. Let him come and let him come quickly. Let him come quickly. Come on the world. You know anybody that's thinking about that at all? Who has the resources? Is far-fetched. When are you coming? I'll be there shortly.
From PR News in Washington, I'm completely different from a year ago. On Wall Street, 3-10-6-9-6-1-2-3. This is PR News. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said today North Korea would first halt any plans not to produce more weapons and agreed to transfer nuclear technology or materials to other nations. The North would then agree to produce more weapons. According to a top South Korean official, British Prime Minister Tony Blair said today that Britain could begin pulling its PR News in Washington.
Podcast the show if you really
want to.
They're all pods, I'm telling you. You're next. You're next.
www.quiveringbrain.com.
Remember, you're the host.
Okay, imagine you're the listener.
Chico is people.
That's not very difficult to do.
Are you afraid, Potter?
Oh,
Potter.
I would be.
My side.
Oh, Potter.
If I were listening to this show, I'd be very afraid.
A good host.
You know, I didn't come all this way here to be very afraid.
probably not even
leaving. Some of it might get on you.
Done.
What about the epiphany of the bob? Could somebody set me straight about this querulous conundrum?
Cut into the center of the steak.
Oh, okay.
Rest for done.
Well, you know, some scientists recently, or rather, historians, I should say, working with scientists, have theorized that possibly Bob's immaculation was not as divine as has always been assumed.
What are you saying?
It was a hallucination caused by stepping into a puddle of water while holding a live
wire. All right, it's all very modern avant-garde theology here to try to deny the miraculous immaculation of Dobbs. But the fact is that this is a central basis of church doctrine, and without it, the entire tottering subgenius edifice must stand or fall.
If the immaculation is not real, then none of it is real!
Yes, and so as an act of faith, the credo quia absurdum, I must postulate that the immaculation did take place. And I've always used the immaculation as a starting point in my sermons. Without it, how am I to deliver a sermon?
The so-called...
Or you might as well call it all a fairy tale.
I might as well call the whole thing off.
Legend.
But, of course, my faith in Bob will not permit this.
A wives' tale.
And poison tales are often not...
A tall tale seen parting the grasses of summer.
Take them as the instruction of body
development. Old and full of years.
You might as well call it
senile and crumbling.
You might as well call it a joke! Go ahead!
Tattered remnant.
Bob's word! Joke!
But you don't understand, Ivan. This is precisely the sort of thing that I am objecting to.
It's about time you got here.
I'm not going to permit this mockery to continue.
You've been, like, futzing around on the bridge all night or
something. Even the normal male
adult. They want to say Bob is just a man.
What'd you do?
Oh, he's a wise man, a gentle man.
Yeah, just a teacher.
He will be a teacher. Yeah, Bob is a teacher. But they deny that Bob was the living avatar of Slack.
Yeah, exactly.
Will
the living vein of pure Slack, the fulcrum upon which all occurrences in this universe are powered.
Exactly.
They made him a criminal.
His whole life was the meaning of his teachings.
They fear him. And what he represents.
Right.
They mocked
true
his sales
freedom,
record.
Freedom, dignity, and power.
Without
for the individual.
Bob's sales. Without the miracle of Bob's sales. Without the fact of that miracle.
There would be no Columbus.
There's nothing.
There would be no Columbus.
Then life is meaningless.
Yeah.
Life is rendered as meaningless as that of an insect
dust
or
in
a primate.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Oh, that's right. You are a primate. You get the message.
Bacillus in the peritoneum of the E. coli in the intestine of the mosquito in the malarial mosquito that bites.
Will you render
the
Bob
brain
just a formula? Will you try to turn Bob into some scientific phenomenon?
Yeah. No.
Will you try to pretty it up
so
that it makes sense in your rational, logical world?
He
is that what you're trying to do?
He can't be analyzed.
It's because you're afraid of Bob. He's too good to be true.
Yeah.
If Bob is what he says he is, then why are you just sitting there?
You don't deserve it.
Why aren't you Lord of the Universe if Bob is what he said he is? Well, that's his whole point. Why aren't you?
Right.
Why are you just sitting there?
I know. Get up.
Don't get up and turn
get
that
up
channel. We're not saying that. We're
stay
not saying
awake
to turn the channel. We're saying to turn the channel in your mind.
Get up. Just
change
get up
it to get up.
Then listen to the show standing. That'll help you right there.
Well, these nosebleeds keep me on my back. Otherwise, I'd be getting up.
Keep doing
it. Get real with Bob.
Stand up. Just stand
think
up
then of the consequences.
Let the blood
think of it.
The inexperienced
down, you.
You could have it all.
Right.
You
who,
do have it all.
Who, in purchasing and studying this material, becomes a pawn for these misfits.
You could be one, too!
These homosexuals,
Join us, humans!
You have a slogan that betrays the evil.
I'm not
of
so
the
certain
breed.
I want
Repent!
The
slack off! Quit your job!
Today's conquest, they say,
is tomorrow's,
is tomorrow's
slack.
Competition.
Slack is what it is all about. Slack. That's the key.
That's right. If you
see the tender
today,
age at which homosexuals prefer their conquest.
Yes. Sexuals? Sexuals?
No, Ivan, are you sure that this slack concept hasn't mellowed over time?
Next, how did it cross the grain?
Slack has... Oh, yes, slack, too, has been watered down. Oh,
these,
slack. I understand slack.
Milk
yeah.
and water yeah. subgeniuses.
Slack is when you know
reject.
Which bands are cool.
The sternness of
that's
original sack. Doctrine has
slack.
Been
oh, that's when you
softened.
Have the coolest hairstyle. That's
it's right. rough edges sanded
slack.
Down.
That's when you can pay all your bills without even thinking about it.
That's slack 7.
It does not have any meaning in
you
the true context
me sick.
Of subgenius theological doctrine.
You wouldn't know slack if it was lethally injected into your arm in some horrible prison. You wouldn't know.
I wept because I met a man who had no pants until I met a man who had no slack.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And then
I slack. Hallelujah.
Yeah, now,
we take so much for granted.
Yes, don't we?
In this world, in this flesh, in this devil, we just sit back and we just take it for granted. We don't stop and think how much worse it could be at any given second.
That's right.
That's right. The bottom could always drop right out from under.
Look here at the young face.
Could become slacks.
And bright smile, which could be the hope of the world.
I mean, your slack could become pants.
I communicate without wires or strings. I am a Gundy, I am feared in the tongues, I have the evil eye, I carry the Mojo bag, I swam the Bermuda Triangle and didn't get wet. I circumcise dinosaurs with my teeth and make them leave a tip, I change tires with my tongue and my tool. Every night I hock up a lunger and extinguish the sun. I'm the big fitted devil of level 14, who will try to blow me down? I packed the brownies of the gods, I leap the plague from my nether parts, opiates are the mass of my religion, I take drugs. Yes, I'm a rip snorter, I cram copa leaves right into my arm veins, before they're picked off the tree. Space monsters cringe at my tread. I wipe the pyramids off my shoes, before I enter my house. I'm fuel injected, I'll live forever and remember it afterwards. I'm immune. I'm radioactive. Come on and give me cancer, I'll spit up the tumor and butter my bread with the juice. I'm supernatural, I bend Kroger's with my meat axe and a thought. My droppings bore through the earth and erupt volcanoes in China.
From PR News in Washington, I will not be tolerated. On Wall Street, 810-683-613-2215. This is PR News. It's what the American people want.
I think there's in the breaking.
Ford Motor Company plotting with Al-Qaeda failed to kill President Bush. And now updating figures from Wall Street, 10-12-21-266. A jury in Alexandria, Virginia was tortured. But Washington cannot be trusted to abandon its PR News, Washington.
On the trail of a killer.
Reason.
Blah, blah, blah. Reality.
Excuse me, I think I'm going to vomit.
Never be the same.
Change.
Blood warrior.
Kill.
You're stealing my sperms?
Never be the same.
Exciting possibilities.
Each sold separately. Assembly required. Batteries not included.
Some assembly required.
Dick.
Trust me.
Dick.
Endless party.
Ouch!
They are the immortal damned.
Historic distortions.
Between heaven and hell.
Yes.
Lusting for power and wealth.
Rated G.
Heartbeat.
Plumber. Time.
Greater than vengeance.
G.
Heartbeat.
I love when you talk that way.
BT this Tuesday.
G.
Get ready.
Officer down, officer down.
To die for.
The guy is your liposuction doctor.
To die for.
But he forgot to read.
I don't know. I don't understand all this argument about Christmas. I never associated Christmas with Christianity when I was growing up. To me, it was always about Santa Claus and greed, satisfied greed.
Yes.
You know, the moment that you see the presents under the tree. Now, I disagree with the you young people who think that that there's no Santa Claus.
Oh?
Yeah, I really do, because for one thing, the time when you hear the great lie that there's, when you're like say 8 years old and your parents just can't bear to see you being that naive anymore, and they say, you know, there's Santa Claus is really us, like, you probably guessed that by now, and it just absolutely breaks that kid's heart. That is some of the most valuable education about growing up that they'll ever get. That, mm-hmm. yes, even your parents will lie their asses off to you, for as if for your own good. But, you know, you remember back to those times of sparkling magic when you came down the stairs and there were those presents under the tree, unless you were poor,
mm-hmm.
or Jewish or something. And in that moment, it was so wonderful. And then when you actually opened up the presents, by the end of the day, you were already bored with them or had broken them, if you were like most kids. And that's another important lesson. That it's, as Bob said, it's going to be a bummer, man.
It's going to be a bummer,
man. That was really our happy holiday thought for everybody.
Well, thank you for sharing your thoughts.
I'm planning to have merry holidays, as always, and we'll be playing the Christmas reruns, which is the tradition at Christmas.
Actually, personally, I celebrate Mithramus.
What?
I'm an old-fashioned kind of guy when it comes to the holiday season. I celebrate the birthday of Mithras. Mm-hmm. His birthday was December 25th, long before Jesus got that birthday.
Well, technically, as a sub-genius, I'm celebrating Existlessness-mess.
X-mass.
Well, no, existlessness mess. We are exist-less. The exists have not arrived from outer space to save us. And this is the time of year when we go, maybe that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what Bob really has in store from us? So we celebrate existlessness mess, but we... Anyway, you know what I mean. And yet, I can still say Christmas, and everybody knows what I mean. Holiday that has always existed throughout Western civilization, and I guess everywhere else in the world, in the middle of winter, they always get as drunk as hell and stay up all night and do outrageous, goofy things.
You know how they knew Jesus was the Messiah?
And get their hearts broken.
You know how they really knew he was the Messiah? This is going to sound kind of ridiculous, but I've seen some nativity sets with, like, an anatomically correct baby Jesus.
I thought it was when he got up and flew around.
He was born circumcised, according to this one nativity scene I saw.
Oh, really?
I mean, I'm sure not every nativity scene says that, but, like,
I
saw one where it's like...
Surely he is the chosen one!
He must be, you know?
It was said one would come who was without skin before being cut.
That's right.
And he wasn't screaming. He just sat there happily playing with himself.
Yep.
The little baby Jesus had discovered the tool of the preacher.
Mm-mm-mm.
Think how scratchy that hay was in that manger and all that.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what gave him his masochistic streak for the rest of his life, you know? Considering that if the Trinity is really true, he chose the fate for himself, because it was all part of the divine master plan, right? So that means he chose to get crucified, he chose to wear a crown of thorns, all because he was in that itchy straw manger, and boy, did it feel good.
Well, the part of him that was God knew exactly what was going on all the time and knew what would happen and knows what will happen all the way up to judgment day.
And he had a severe Oedipus complex too, you know, because not only did he go through his entire life believing his mother was a virgin, but in fact the only sex his mother had ever had was with him. In his other iteration. You know, that's kind of sick. It's the family values of the Bible. But,
It's a beautiful story, though, really. Still.
Yeah, well, I can go into...
When God incarnates in a human being, for him, that's like when we go to a movie. We go to a movie
Maybe that's
somebody
kind of
else
like slumming.
For 2 hours, we're Indiana Jones.
Yeah, it's
okay,
like slumming.
Okay, God goes to Earth, and for 30 years, he's Jesus. And that may have been one where when it was over with, he went, whoa, man, that was scary.
Well, you know, I think I'll save for another week. You know, actually, 2 weeks from today will be Christmas Day, and I will be on the air. So,
yeah, I was, I'm going to, unfortunately, I've got to be out of town. Well, fortunately for me, and so I have to leave a rerun there, but.
So one of these days I will tell a story of why that's, I will explain why I don't think that is such a heartwarming story. Unless you're an absolute sadist.
It's a story designed for losers, and because the meek shall inherit the earth, and those rich guys are all going to fry in hell, and
well, you know,
it's okay if you're poor because you're good and you're going to go to heaven.
Well, you know what?
It's made for losers.
I say the geek shall inherit the earth. And with that, I'm afraid we're going to have to part right now.
6-2 and even, over and out.
Over and out.
And a little bit there from Radio Synesthesia, Dr. Sinister Show on WCSB Cleveland.
Citizens, let nothing ye dismay, though Christ was not our Savior, nor born on Christmas Day, to save us all from atom bombs when we have gone astray.
Oh, tidings of trembling and fear, trembling and fear, oh, tidings of trembling and fear.
God love ye, wary citizens, for it is such a shame to think of cruel injustices all done in Jesus' name. Remember, when you go to church, believers are to blame.
Oh, tidings of trembling and fear, trembling and fear. Oh, tidings of trembling and fear.
God help ye, wary citizens, you've all been taken in by priesthoods waxing rich and fat upon your fear of sin. Though you may knock at heaven's door, they will not let you in.
Oh, tidings of trembling and fear.
The All-Star Zombies 4 Bob Chorale in Dallas did that hymn there. That was Pope S. Cecilia, Reverend 3.0, Reverend Zaphod, etc. From the album Hairs in Bob's Ears. And now news.
From PR News in Washington, I'm in the country.
We should not provide education to America's working people.
All the House Democrats voted against the end of the year. PR killed more than 65 people in northeastern Iraq. Secretary General Kofi Annan is a catastrophic UN leader. On Wall Street, 810-78-526.
About 5% of middle and high school students rob, rape, or murder on school grounds.
President Bush says he supports PR News in Washington.
Do you know what horror is?
Sure, hi there.
You out there.
I'm a 5-foot-tall blonde.
Do you know what madness is or how it strikes?
That's right.
Have you seen the demon? The surge through the corridors of the crazed mind?
That's right.
Do you know that in the world of the insane, you will find a kind of truth more terrifying than fiction?
I don't know.
A truth that will shock you. Come with me.
But...
Into the tormented, haunted, half-lit night of the insane.
No, I'm a conservative.
Let me take you into the mind of a woman who is mad.
No, I'm a conservative.
You may not recognize some things in this world. And the faces will look strange to you.
And
For this is a place. For this is a place where there is no love. No hope.
I think. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that.
In the pulsing, throbbing world of the insane mind.
I think.
Where only nightmares are real.
But.
Nightmares of the daughter of horror.
Look, I do in my book. I am.
Guilty.
I can take a nap.
Guilty.
Completely wrong. I'm getting pretty bored.
Clue to your guilt. The ghouls know. They know you did it. But they can't hurt you.
Massive lie.
You've got to get it. You've got to take it out of his hand.
Dog, curs, fascist, racist.
Go ahead. The ghouls won't hurt you.
Yes and no.
Run, daughter of horror, run from your crime.
I actually don't know what you're talking about.
In another hallucination of your crazed mind.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
The handcuffs are waiting for your wrists.
George Bush attends functions with male prostitutes.
Now all the images of horror, the demons of your mind, crowd in on you to destroy you.
I am male prostitute.
Guilty.
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 Guilty. Guilty.
Yes, of course, I'm enjoying
was
this,
it only a dream?
George Bush was considering having Muhammad Atta in a highly placed position in the federal government, and Rumsfeld was almost one of the hijackers.
Daughter of horror.
I'm enjoying this, but it is morally blind.
Run, daughter of horror, run from your crime.
I don't know.
Shrill, bombastic, and mean-spirited.
By Reverend Artemia Salina. Before that, Daughter of Horror by Norel Pref. This is the Hour of Slack from the Church of the Subgenius. Post Office Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118, or subgenius.com. We have several new DVDs out. And now, Lemur.
From PR News in Washington, I'm using drugs this year and next year. Officials say the government has died. A new study has found that consumers could have saved more than PR News in Washington.
Bob. From PR News in Washington, I'm indicted in federal court on 11 counts. The charges include conspiracy to provide material support to the National Hockey League's Detroit Red Wings and plotting to assassinate terrorists.
He was arrested in June of 2002. Officials believed he was plotting to carry out PR News.
This is PR News. In stocks, the S&P 500 gained. PR News, Washington.